Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 8th, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and here to talk about movies and toys and stuff. Last weekend at the box office, Jack the Giant Slayer was number one with $27.2 million. It was followed by Identity Thief with $9.7 million, 21 and Over with $8.8 million, Snitch with $7.8 million, and The Last Exorcism Part 2, doesn't seem like a good name for it, with $7.2 million. New this week, Oz the Great and Powerful, Dead Man Down, and other movies in limited release. In the news, Oz the Great and Powerful supposedly already being optioned for a sequel because Disney wastes no time, and I guess doesn't need to see box office receipts. Carrie Fisher said she's going to be in Star Wars 7. Her rep then backpedaled and said, it's a joke, who knows, maybe she will. But we know she will be because a quote from George Lucas came out saying that Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford are in the final stages of negotiation, which he said after that they were basically signed, but whatever. The last movie with all of them was 1983, and the next one is probably 2015, so the actors will be about 32 years older. I assume the characters will be as well. Harrison Ford is also supposedly in Anchorman 2 along with James Marsden, so that'll be interesting. Seth MacFarlane's 8 Million Ways to Die in the West has added Liam Neeson and Giovanni Ribisi to the cast. The Hobbit passed $1 billion at the global box office. John Mulaney's new sitcom just cast Martin Short and Elliot Gould in the pilot. This is a new NBC comedy with Mulaney, who is an SNL writer and very funny stand-up. Dear Mr. Watterson, a Kickstarter-funded documentary looking at Calvin and Hobbes is in the works. There is no actual involvement by Bill Watterson, but a lot of people talking about him, so it's a start. New posters from Machete Kills are getting out this week, one of which shows Sofia Vergara with machine gun breasts, because why not? Movie comes out September 13th. On sale Entertainment Earth. Get some new arrivals. We have the Kit Knight Rider car. That is the car kit from Knight Rider. It includes a Michael Knight action figure exclusively at Entertainment Earth, 3¾-inch scale. Kind of built like a G.I. Joe. Got it right here. Still have to open the box. Probably going to do that after I record this week's shows. We also have the new reissue of the Back to the Future 2 DeLorean. This is a version with the hovering wheels. We talked about it a couple of years ago. I'll probably talk about it again real soon. It's a really great collectible car. There are no figures in it, but it's a DeLorean. I'm excited. I like it a lot. It's a good seller, which means it must be fantastic. That's how it works, right? The economy is spoken. The free market says this is good, and I have to agree because I have one here and I think it's fantastic. So check those out at entertainmentearth.com today. In toy news, NECA will be doing Rambo and also ED-209 from the RoboCop franchise, and Kick-Ass 2, and Carrie, and Aliens, and dang near everything. We also get some giant murderers from space. NECA Prometheus action figures are going to have a lot of more detail and gore this year. We're going to see Shaw, and we're going to see Fifield in, Mutant Fifield anyway, and it looks pretty good. Diamond Select Toys continues its Back to the Future line with prop replicas and housewares and vehicles. The Mr. Fusion was the most exciting new thing shown at Toy Fair. It actually makes a noise when you open it up. Doesn't actually work for realsies, but it wouldn't yet because we don't have Fusion, really. Maybe we will soon. Who knows? Hasbro added Nerf for the pink toy aisle. Nerf Rebel bows and arrows and blasters were shown at Toy Fair. It's traditionally a boys' play area, but now they're going to let girls shoot things. It's pretty good. I saw them tested in the showroom. Coloring seems a little odd, but so does the branding. I don't get why. What colors do you pick and why, and what patterns do you put on the guns and why? And the Nerf darts look like lipstick to me. Maybe it's just my imagination, but it's pretty neat. I'd say it's worth checking out. They're not available anywhere yet, but you can search on Rebel, which is spelled like Belle from Beauty and the Beast with a re in front of it. The bows and arrows are pretty cool, I gotta say. Diamond will be doing Star Trek. Despite the fact that it's a movie year, there will be not too many new toys. At least there weren't that many on display at Toy Fair. One of the more exciting things was a new Kirk figure that was basically kicking a Khan figure, which is part of his display stand. It's pretty nice. And there was also a really nice Mr. Spock vinyl bust bank. Hasbro confirmed this week that Soundwave, with four tapes and Acid Storm, Masterpiece Edition Transformers, will be hitting the USA. But how? And where? And when? Nobody knows. New pre-orders this week include Walking Dead TV Series 4, Carl Grimes, The Governor, Riot Gear Zombie, and a Riot Gear Gas Mask Zombie are in the works, as well as Andrea for September. Pre-orders are open now. We also have individuals in the set. A 2-pack of Merle and Daryl Dixon is also on the way, due in September. I believe I heard that it's a reissue of Daryl, which is an expensive figure on eBay, and we've been selling a lot of them, so I'm assuming that's true. You might want to go ahead and get your pre-orders in for those sooner than later. And do I have anything else to say? I think that's it. That's it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.